Live on Jaguars.com, 2014 NFL draft coverage continues. The Jaguars have made a selection in the fourth round. The 114th overall pick is the cornerback from Oklahoma, Aaron Colvin. JP Shadrick with you, senior writer, Jaguars.com. John Osier stepping in now. The Jaguars going off offense for the first time in this draft, John. They go cornerback, but it's a guy that the Jags coaching staff knows pretty well from Mobile in the Senior Bowl. Aaron Colvin tore his ACL during practice that week, but they're going to stash him away, it seems.
Well, and Dave Caldwell talks about the first three rounds being picks where you're looking for starters, maybe immediate impact. Clearly, you wouldn't expect this to be an immediate impact, and you certainly would not expect him to be as good in his first year as he will be overall. But with an ACL, it generally takes a year, and then you come back and you start reaching that full potential, that full speed, full quickness in that second year off the injury. So because you don't expect fourth through seventh round guys to make a huge impact in that first year anyway, why not take this guy who you clearly know from the Senior Bowl and you clearly like?
And a lot of folks clearly liked him before that injury, and a lot of folks felt he could have been a high second, maybe even some thinking he might be a first round type of cornerback in this draft before that injury in Mobile.
Yeah, and again, even though people look at this draft, they always look at the draft and they expect immediate impact.
Yeah, sure.
It's really not realistic to think you're going to get drastically better off of a draft class, especially after the first or second round. So, again, if you're building for the future, if you think this guy's got talent, then why not take him and look to the future with him? Because this is a team that's now starting to stockpile some guys in the secondary and starting to get some depth back there. You would hope in his second year, if he's a second-round talent, all of a sudden you've got a guy maybe competes for a starting job.
Of course, last year the Jaguars selected five defensive backs in the draft because they had to get some kind of starting weapons in that secondary.
And this is eventually where you want to be
right,
in terms of you want to be stockpiling talent in on the third day of the draft. So we'll see if that plays out for this guy.
That's it for now. In a moment, we'll go to the phone press conference right now with Aaron Colvin. Stay tuned right here on Jaguars.com.